and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7.
Look, Dave, you're going to ask me a question. I'm going to give you an honest answer. It's just how it rolls.
That's Joel Riley you hear in there, the bitter Joel Riley, as I asked how his golf game went
not
yesterday.
Not bitter at all.
And, he said,
16
not
of the holes,
holes.
I hit it fine. Two holes, not so much.
And did those two holes ruin the ground?
For a short time, yes.
Yes, they did.
But I rebounded nicely and all is well. It's okay.
Oh, my.
It'd just be nice to put one quality round together once a summer. Still waiting.
My wife has been waiting for 30 years for me to put something quality together, Joel, and it has not worked out for her.
Well,
just
that's
yet.
Her decision, not mine.
You go golfing, so it's your decision to golf, I guess. Mostly sunny skies today, high near 69. Cloudy tonight, low near 50. And then tomorrow, unbelievable, partly sunny skies. They say we could hit a high of 80. And then, you know, I was looking at the forecast down the road. It's beautiful all week except for one day, Thursday on
Trick
Halloween.
Trick-or-treat night specifically,
yes.
Too.
I mean, that's unbelievable. And again, most cities and, you know, townships and villages, they're doing theirs on Thanksgiving, as I think they, or Halloween, as I think they should, because it's on a Thursday. I know in Pataskala, we'll be handing out candy that night, but of all the nights to have the chance of rain, and a pretty good chance of it,
yes,
is Halloween.
Yes, there is.
So,
and it starts after 2 and runs till about midnight.
And the word showers is used a lot. Mm-hmm. So, again, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, forecasts have been wrong more than once in the recent past.
Now, you're out there in the Utica area. I mean, now where you live, I know it's awful tough because you're on the main road, but when are they doing theirs Halloween as well?
We are unaware of any Halloween festivities as we rarely, and I mean rarely, get any trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, I mean, it's just where you live. It's I would not suggest.
Yeah, they have to bus people in.
Yeah, I would not suggest people go over there.
No. I mean, you know, we've got stuff we can hand out, probably some candy, I think, but no, not so much.
Now, in my neck of the woods in Pataskala, it gets crazy. I mean, it starts strong because the little ones get out, and then there must be some sort of a, you know, an agreement between the teenagers and the little, you know, the families of the little ones, because the teenagers will wait maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and then that's when they come in full bore. And they hit it hard. Because, you know, those little ones, if anybody's ever had them, you know, they're good for maybe a block. And then they're ready to go home. They've had another cold or whatever. I was sat at my niece's yesterday, had my little grandniece, and I was asking her how Halloween went. And she said, good, good, good. I got chocolate. I said, how far did you make it? Not very far. But she got what she wanted. So, you know.
Life is good. Yeah. Plus, the bag gets heavy.
That's true.
You know.
Because I don't know if Dad went walking with him because he had to work yesterday, but I know there were plenty of grandmas to help.
Nice.
So
nice.
That I do know. But
that
yeah.
helps a bunch.
So Halloween, just keep that in mind if you're either passing out or if you're going to be doing the trick-or-treat thing with the little ones. It might not be the best weather we're going to have this week, but the next couple of days are going to be beautiful.
Yep.
Do want to remind folks that, and we'll talk about this here coming up because I know you've mentioned it quite a bit, you know, the election is next Tuesday, the 5th. Tomorrow is the last day you can request that absentee ballot. So keep that in mind if you're not wanting to vote in person and you want to get an absentee ballot, you have to request that by tomorrow. So by the end of the day tomorrow. So just keep that in mind if you're doing that. And then Licking County Board of Elections will have extended voting hours today from 7:30 to 7:30. Tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30. And then Wednesday through Friday, 7:30 to 7:30. And then on Saturday, 8 to 4. And Sunday, 1 to 5. Now remember, a couple of years ago, they passed the law. There's no early voting the day before the election. So if you're thinking, oh, I'll just go Monday, keep that in mind that there's no early voting the day before the election. So there's plenty of time if you want to get out. I was telling Joel, I think my wife is going to try to go today and get her early voting done because, as she said, next Tuesday is a very busy day at work for her, and she's not sure she could get there in that time frame of 6:30 to 7:30. So she's going to go get it done, but keep that in mind.
Yeah, right on. I mean, I was giving a little guidance to my mom, just, you know, because she's a little unsure about how things roll. I didn't realize that the Postal Service, if you're mailing it in, they recommend you go to the post office and have them, you know, buy the postage there so it has the stamp right on it, the timestamp, because you have to make sure it's timestamped before close of business on election day. So if you just dropping it off in the box, I mean, you know, chances are good you make it, But again, take all the worry out of it. Just go into the post office and have them affix the postage that they print right there. That way it's time stamped and you don't have to worry about it. But again, it just, I don't know, I marvel at all this early voting stuff. I mean, for so long, just used to go in election day, cast your ballot and be done. Chance to see people you don't normally see, and the poll workers, hey, how's it going today? Is it heavy or light or whatever? And but with all this early voting stuff, they just government it up, which means there's an envelope inside of an envelope inside of an envelope, and there you got to fill out all this and make sure you fill out all that, and on and on and on. So, you know, you talk about the undocumented people voting, but the way they do it, the mail-in, there's a lot of documentation that's involved.
And don't forget, too, if you don't want to go to the post office, they've got the box right out in front of the Licking County Board of Elections, the County Administration Building. You can run down there, drop it off. You can take it in and drop it off. You don't have to vote in person. You can just take your ballot down there and drop it off to them. But I think 43.3 million people nationwide have already voted in either form, absentee or in person. Mm-hmm. And 1.6 million in Ohio.
Yep.
1.6 million have already voted. So folks are getting out. There's no doubt about that. I mean, those the people that want to get it done and get it done early, they're getting out there and they're being heard.
Right on. So, two, if you do the drop-off thing, and if you're not the person whose ballot you're casting, there's got to be a form for that, too.
Yeah.
So
you got to make sure that you are, if it's Joel Riley, it's Joel Riley handing out. If not, you have to go in and say, okay, here's I am, and here I am.
And here's the form, and they said it's okay, and I say it's okay.
And I'm dropping it off for them. So, again, and I understand, I mean, people don't want to mess with the polls on election day. That's fine. I just never seem to bother me, even if you've waited in lines, and I've certainly waited in my fair share. Now, I've not had to ever deal with, you know, the hour-long waits. I think the longest I ever waited was for the election between Clinton and Trump, and I believe I waited just about over an hour.
Is that right?
And that's about the longest I've ever waited. Now, I know there were, you know, there were horror stories coming out of Knox County a number of years ago where people were waiting in line for hours and could not get in to vote, or they eventually voted, but there for hours. I, personally, I've never had that issue. Even when we lived in Akron, I never had that issue.
Most I've ever waited is like 20, 30 minutes max.
Yeah.
I mean, it usually just seems to go so smooth, and people know the drill. You can show your ID, you get signed in, you wait in line, and you click, 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 and you're done.
Yeah, and again, the poll workers are fantastic. I mean, they're there. There's, you know, always about five or six at the table, depending on your precinct. There's always somebody standing around to direct you where you need to go. If you have a question, they'll come over and help you. So, and I know they're desperate always every year to find volunteers to be poll workers. I mean, if that's something that you are would like to do, I mean, it's probably too late now for this election, but you know, you got other ones coming down the pike, so it'll be interesting. I don't know about you, you know, it was funny yesterday, as I mentioned, I was over at my niece's house, and they live in Huber Heights, and I don't know what they do with their TV, but for some reason we were getting the Baltimore feed of the Browns game. And it was the same thing. Don't vote for this person. Don't vote for that person. And I'm like, who are these people? I don't even know who they are. I mean, what, did I miss something? And then it finally dawned on me. I saw it down there paid for by Baltimoreans for, you know, or Maryland's for. I'm like, oh, these guys are getting a Baltimore fee. Because I'm like, hey, this is great. I'm not seeing any Bernie Marino, any Sherrod Brown stuff. I mean, you're getting the president. You'll get that no matter what.
Right on.
But I'm like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden I see these different people. I'm like, I don't know who they are. Where do these people come from?
And I don't know if it's all those, you know, regional races or what, but I think the number for the presidential politics so far, over $2 billion spent on advertising.
Yeah.
$2 billion. It's like, what? You wonder why it's so hotly contested and why it's so divisive. That's why.
Oh, the money.
Power. Yeah. Power, power, power. And money, 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 and corruption, corruption, corruption. I mean, that story is as old as time itself.
Well, I don't know. I didn't time it, but it was an awful long commercial. President Trump had one yesterday, and I would almost guarantee you it ran 2 to 2.5 minutes. And I
really?
Thought, there's a lot of money.
Wow.
Because I kept waiting for this thing to end, and it just kept going and going and going. I'm like, whoo, how much money was dumped into this bad boy?
That's a lot. I've not seen anything longer. It seems like most of them are 15 or 30.
This thing, I'm telling you, it was more than a minute.
A minute-long commercial is
it
a
was
big buy.
Really long, and I'm like, wow, how is this going to continue to play? But again, regardless of who you vote for or what your bent is, though, just remember that if you need an absentee ballot, you got to have it. You got to request it by tomorrow. And then if you go to the Board of Elections, Lincoln County Board of Elections website, they've got all the hours laid out for you. So doing everything they can to accommodate folks who want to get out and vote early. But as a reminder, no early voting on the Monday before the election. So you have to take care of that by this weekend if that's what you plan to do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit of high school football and college football with the Buckeyes next on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Monday morning. Beautiful Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies, high near 69, cloudy tomorrow, or this evening. High near 50, low near 52, and then Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 80. So beautiful weather the next few days. Wednesday the same, sunny, and then the rain is supposed to move in for Halloween trick-or-treat night. Hopefully it will hold off. And again, if you're not sure about when and where your times are, go to our website, WNKO.com. I know Bree's done a really good job of keeping those updated. That's how I found out what time Pataskles was, because I forgot.
It's like, oh, better check the webpage and stock up on some candy.
Well, this was a big kerfuffle in the Doney household over the weekend because, you know, I'm bringing my little brother over. He's going to help me pass out candy. He doesn't want to go walking, and that's fine. You can help me pass it out. So then I said to the wife last night, I said, I think we have enough candy. And she says, what do you mean you think we have enough candy? I bought like 3 or 4 bags. I said, yeah, but I warned you before. Don't buy it early. And if you do, hide it.
Yep.
And she's like, did you eat it all? I said, no, but I can tell you this. A definite dent was put into that bag of Reese's peanut butter pumpkins. So we're a little low on the pumpkins this year.
Right on.
But you can't do that. I mean, you just can't. Well, and then she's like, well, I thought I hid it. I said, honey, putting it in a pantry in a bag is not hiding.
No.
Hiding it is like Christmas time where you have to really find a spot to hide it.
Crawl space,
something.
Attic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't put it in the pantry and don't think that the one fat guy left in the house is not going to find it, because he's going to find it. And by golly, I did.
Yes. Now, Reese's peanut butter pumpkin is delicious, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good buy.
And if I had not just had a partial crown put in, I'd have put them babies in the freezer and I'd have gnawed on them all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid of... Yeah. Knocking out the crowd.
Right. And pain, resulting pain. So, pain is a powerful motivator.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Even for us big guys who want chocolate.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Hey, high school football, what a great end of the season. Friday night, we had the game right here on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark handled business, beat Lancaster. Just a great game. They finished 7-3. They're in the playoffs, along with 8 other Licking County League teams. Now, that is strong.
That is impressive.
I mean, that is really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are not decided yet as to what game we're going to do. So, you've got the Licking County League. You got Newark is in there. Granville, Licking Valley, Licking Heights, Johnstown, Heath even able to get a win and sneak in there. Northridge, Utica, Watkins Memorial. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of good football on Friday night. Now, for a lot of those teams, all but Valley and Granville, they have to travel. But, you know, like I was telling my wife once I saw the seedings come out, okay, we're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll travel. We don't care. You never know. I mean, I think Utica's playing the number one seed as a 16 seed. It doesn't happen that often, but it happens. You never know. The Redskins could play the greatest game of their life and knock off whoever they're playing. Just get in. That's what I say. Just get in the playoffs and let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely right.
So it'll be a lot of fun. We'll kind of hash out what we're going to be doing. It'll be Licking Valley. Like I said, they'll be home Friday night. Granville will be home Friday night as well. And then all the other teams will be on the road. Newark has got Upper Arlington, so be interesting to see what happens there.
That's a tough putt.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy.
No.
That's not going to be easy.
The Golden Bears usually bring it.
Well, former state champions, so... And I believe Valley has Indian Creek, and they were 8-3. Valley was 9-2. Valley was 9-1, and Granville at home has, I believe, Dover. So, I mean, these are, even for the teams that are having the home games, these are not going to be easy games.
Well, I mean, when you get to the playoffs, I mean, there's a reason teams are in the playoffs.
That's exactly right. So a lot of fun Friday night calling that game. What a scene over at Whitefield as well, too. I mean, just a great time. The kids, the student section dressed in their Halloween costumes and then come running out onto the field. They're standing there waiting for the team to go over and ring the victory bell. I mean, it's been a long time since they had beaten Lancaster. This is their best record going back to 2005. There was talk maybe they could host a playoff game, but we all knew it was going to take a lot for that to happen. It didn't, but I tell you what, after watching them Friday night, Joel, I wouldn't want to play them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got some talented kids on that team.
And you were saying the Lancaster line.
289. 289-pound average for the offensive line in high school.
High school football team.
And they made it in, even with the loss.
That's the
16th
some big lumber.
289.
That means there's some that are heavier than that.
The two tackles were, and I mean, and I'm saying this nice, we're north of 300, okay? That's some big old high school boys.
You got that right.
And, again, give Newark credit. They did a nice job against them, and now they're on to the playoffs. And Lancaster got in again. They lost, but they were able to sneak in. Heath, you know, who started with a win and then lost like five or six in a row. Five in a row, they've gotten their schedule back on track, so they're in. So just a lot of fun. Northridge, Johnson. I feel bad for the Johnnies. They go 9-1, they got to go on the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that stinks for them. When you only lose one game and your only loss was to Granville, who only has one loss,
mm-hmm. You
would think that would be good. But that just tells you how tough a region they're in.
Right on.
So hopefully the Johnnies can get a win and maybe get a home game. You never know what happens in those playoffs. And then Saturday, you know, as we mentioned, you were over to Cave, and we were watching the Ohio State game. And I'll just say, I don't think you were too – I mean, you were happy with the outcome, obviously.
Barely.
A win is a win, but you didn't find much pleasure in that game.
Not at all. I mean, we talked about it, and I even heard some of the national commentators – kind of echo what we were saying exactly post-game. I feel like a lot of teams have a quarterback that's pretty good, and they have a running back that's pretty good, and then one or maybe two wideouts, like a tight end and a wideout, or two wideouts or whatever. There's so much talent on the Buckeye team. I feel like the play callers feel like they've got to distribute the ball to make everybody happy. And I feel like that is tearing at the core of the team. I mean, I understand you want to work everybody in. They're all being paid handsomely, so let's make sure we get the NIL people and the name, image, and likeness out there, and so they can do their Doritos commercials or their local car spots or whatever. But at some point, you got to boil it down. You got to stick with your core players and start to make it happen, because, you know, Indiana getting as much love as they're getting, they're at 8-0, they're 13th in the country right now, but there's talk like they're the best team in the Big Ten. And it's like, when there's that much disparity just in the Big Ten, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just begs the question. But the Buckeyes, are they legit? We're going to find out this week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, number 3, Penn State. Playing Happy Valley, big noon game, so on and on. I mean, the Buckeyes miraculously are 4.5-point favorites last time I checked, which, again, is odd to me. But Joel Klatt has them at 3, Penn State at 4, Indiana at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of rancor in and among the prognosticators and the pundits for college football. I just want to see a complete game. I just want to see the Buckeyes put up a nice defensive game, put up a nice offensive game, have some game planning, finish it, get out early, shut the crowd up, and let's go.
And I think with the thing, and I have not looked this morning, I know the quarterback for Penn State sat out the second half of their game on Saturday against Wisconsin. So I don't know now if he's out, and maybe that's why Ohio State is favored. I have no idea.
Well,
I have not
look at our offensive line and explain to me how Ohio State is a 4.5-point favorite. I mean, they've got a lot of question marks, and they got a lot of work to do.
Oh, no doubt.
A lot of work.
And again, Ohio State has the history with Penn State where we thought they should just go in there and roll the Nittany Lions, and the next thing you know, they're walking off the field with their heads hanging low because they got beat by Penn State. So, again, it's just one of those games, but that will be interesting on Saturday. I'm personally happy they're playing it at noon instead of at night, because that's a just a different beast there in Penn State.
Well, if you go whiteout at night in Happy Valley, holy moly.
And it's going to get colder.
Yep.
That to me
and
is
louder.
That to me is a different beast. So I think the Buckeyes, even though it's an early game and travel, blah, 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 I get all that. I think they catch a break by that game being at noon, not at,
I agree.
At 7:30, 8 o'clock tip-off. So that'll be interesting to see what happens. And again, keep it tuned here. We'll have what we're going to be doing for high school football for you. We're going to figure that out today, and we'll get those games up and let you know where we're going to be going. But doesn't matter. Plenty of teams. If it's, you know, just get out and support your local team. 9 of them in the playoffs here in Licking County. So that just tells you how good the football has gotten in the county. And I think it's just great that it speaks well to all these teams and these coaches and staffs, what they do. So, again, we'll have that updated for you. We'll have that on our website later today as to what game we're going to do on Friday night. Don't forget, tomorrow is the last day to request an absentee ballot if you want to vote in the November 5th election. And then check out the Board of Elections website. They've got extended hours for voting today, 7:30 to 7:30. And then tomorrow they've got extended hours the rest of the week. And then, again, don't forget, you can't vote the Monday before Election Day. You have to take care of it this week or over the weekend. So just keep that in mind. We'll get you back to the music next with Eric Church on Buckeye Country 107.7.